a very kind company lent me a power supply this morning, and for the last 45 minutes or so, my iPhone has been charging, and I'm very grateful to them, and I promised that in return for it, I would actually do something for them. So here I am, Gary Morrissey, giving back. I'd like to give you a platform on which you can tell the whole world via Audio Boo. This is audio, and this will go out via Facebook and Twitter to all the people I'm connected with, and it'll be there as a permanent record. But what on earth is... You tell them what Invesco is. It says people in business for people. Well, I'm a person in business, and I'm in business for other people. So is tell us, please, what do Invesco do?
I'd be delighted to. We're one of Ireland's largest pension and employee benefits consultants. So we advise and administer pension schemes for companies, for individuals. We look after life assurance schemes for corporates and for individuals. So that's our space. We compete with all the multinational players, but we're an Irish-owned company with about 100 employees based in Sandyford and Cork.
And tell me, look, I actually am a bit shocked. I had no idea what you were, to be honest. Who are the big international competitors in them whom people might have heard of?
Yeah, the big players in this space would be the likes of Mercer, Towers Watson, Aon Hewitt, Willis. They would be all, you know, quoted companies based largely out of the States who would have operations here in Ireland. But we would compete with them across all their service offerings, and we compete fairly well. And we've 500 corporate clients.
Wonderful.
Quite a few would be at this event here.
And is that why you've come here? Because you have corporate clients who are already here? Or are you here for any special reason?
Yeah, we're here really to, I suppose, put our toe in the water for, you know, the next generation of technology companies. Maybe some of them are a bit too early stage to require a corporate employee benefits program, but you know, you're never too early to have, say, your key staff covered for life insurance or whatever. So we're really just trying to test the waters in this kind of the startup area.
And you're in a local place in Sandyford in Dublin.
Sandyford Industrial
Estate.
That's
a nice
Sandyford
is a lovely area,
a
wonderful area. If people don't are listening to this wondering, it's just a name. It's close to the sea.
Yeah, it's about it's about 5 miles from the city centre and maybe 3 miles from the sea. It's just up in the mountains beyond Leopardstown.
Well, that's the thing. Can you actually see the sea from where you are or nearby?
Quite close to it you can.
So look, tell me more. You've got a strapline, people in business for business, right? And you've got all these people up here on the stand, and it says corporate pension consultants, it says personal financial advisors, it says actuarial consultants, and you've given out all of the information. Who would you like to speak to if you had your dream person here this afternoon?
For me personally, I look after sales to the corporate sector. So for us, our major target person in a company would be either the CFO or the HR director. Now in startups, it's probably, you know, the CEO or the, you know, the kind of the chief bottle washer in a startup. But in a larger company, it tends to be focused in the finance and HR functions.
And are you under the radar? Like nobody would know, for example, that you were the company administering the pension fund or designing the pension fund?
The employees of the company should know, because we have a lot of interaction with them. You know, we offer them telephone support. We have an application on a PC and on iPads and iPods, etc.
Oh, really?
So, you know, you can interact quite a lot with our services through technology. So,
see, when I was in a pension fund by a corporate, like I worked for London Transport a long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pension I will get from them fairly soon. But I actually had zero interaction with their pension fund. And to me, I got an annual email
statement
or an annual statement.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the main... they were very hard to connect with.
Yes.
And the main problem I've had over the years has been, since I left them in 1992, it's been to make sure that they have my right address.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's a big problem for anyone who was a former member of a pension scheme to maintain communications with the company. It was probably a defined benefit scheme that you were in, which is why there's a pension promise, so you know what to expect.
I think I do,
most of what we work with in certainly newer companies, are defined contribution. In other words, you're not made a promise by the employer. You have to manage your own contribution and you take the risks, etc. So that's why communication is actually much more important.
Now, look, you're head of business development, mm-hmm. but are you somebody who in the past has actually manage the fund yourself? I mean, are you somebody who's very familiar with this whole area?
Familiar, but we don't actually manage the money. That's the one thing we don't do. So we've investment managers we would bring in to, so that the trustees of the scheme basically nominate an investment manager for the members to invest in. So, but personally, I've worked in all sorts of industries in the past. I've worked in technology. I've worked for the government. I worked for the Irish Trade Board for years overseas.
Really?
So,
where overseas?
Copenhagen.
Oh, yeah, right.
I spent 5 years in Copenhagen in the 90s.
Do you speak Danish?
I
have somebody in Denmark who will definitely listen to this.
Okay.
Talk about the company in Danish.
Yeah, både I Lyngby I 5 år. That's I lived in Lyngby for 5 years. And jeg var direktør for den irske handels rad I København. So I was the director of the Irish Trade Board in Copenhagen.
I want to ask you about the one word in Danish that I think I know.
Yeah.
It's called, how do you pronounce it? Jungeland? Jungeland?
I don't know that word. Is it a place?
No, it's actually a word that is about the tall poppy syndrome.
Oh, okay.
There is apparently in Danish culture a reluctance to stand out the crowd.
Some Danish people actually don't like that, and it's, you know, they say it's kind of inculcated in the education system that the teachers kind of don't encourage kids to, you know, to, as you say, to stand out from the
put
crowd,
put themselves forward,
everyone should be consensus driven and everyone should be the same, and you know, there is that element, but largely I found Denmark a really, really positive place to live and work, you know, a very egalitarian, genuinely egalitarian type society, and you know, people look out for each other.
I think of Denmark as being a very good country for sustainability and not wasting resources and recycling.
Absolutely.
And all that
district
stuff.
District heating and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Passive houses, I'd imagine.
Right.
There are a good few of those there.
Very, very good building technologies, yeah.
So look, is there anything you'd like to say about the Web Summit in general then?
I must say, I've really enjoyed the 2 days. I found it, you know, you go to a lot of trade fairs and the level of engagement from people who are both participating and attending it tends to be fairly passive. But I found, almost without exception, everyone I've met here has been really energized and there's been a great buzz. And just, you know, been a very positive experience for us. I'm not sure if we got too much, you know, red hot leads, but it's really about just establishing ourselves in a new sector, etc.
Well, I'd never heard of Invesco, so I now hear about them, and
our job.
And you never know, you don't have no idea who I'm connected with.
Exactly.
So, you know, I might actually. I don't know if who my wife's company, my wife works for, which is a very big corporate, which I dare not mention.
Yeah.
You know, I will ask her, do they use your company?
And if they don't, they should.
In the kitchen. Well, I'll tell her that I met she doesn't work in the section anything to do with this and whatever. But look, one thing is, look, you've met over your life for lots and lots of different businesses in here. I want to pick your brains about something. I've been asking the same question to a lot of people, so but it's you, your view on. What advice would you give to somebody setting up a business, perhaps for the first time, on how to develop their brand?
Mm.
What that old issue about how should, how what would be good practice to develop your brand?
Yeah,
give me three points.
I'm not a brand expert, but I had an interesting insight from my neighbor here, a cloud computing company, and what he said was that you have to be really careful about who you recruit and what they bring to the company, because in effect, when you're a startup, you and anyone you recruit are the brand. You know, so you know, take it away from clever names and design. You are actually a physical embodiment of the brand. So, I mean, I think that to me was a very powerful thing to reinforce with people, that you have to live the brand yourself. And, you know, beyond that, I mean, I've done all the marketing courses and everything on what brands and body and all that kind of stuff, but I wouldn't
Give us a bit of wisdom. Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking for expert views. I mean, there are people, if I wanted to know what the expert views was, I just read their books,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm just interested in what people carry in their head.
Well, I mean, my personal philosophy is that, you know, the brand only actually means something when the customer interacts with the company, okay? So, for instance, there's no point in having, you know, the most amazing marketing department if they walk into the building and the place is strewn with rubbish. They can't park their car outside because there's a delivery van in the way and the receptionist is chewing gum and filing her nails. You know what I mean? So, to me, it's actually everyone in the company is the brand. The company lives the brand. That's, you know, I can't make it any kind of simpler than that. And I have to say, you know, hats off to my colleagues. It's from the time you enter our physical environment, you know, you're in no doubt this is a company.
Oh, really?
That actually
it feels like
yeah. it's run tightly, it's ship-shaped, there's nothing out of place. And, you know, I think that's important.
Well, if I'm going to put my pension funds with you guys, everything better. I mean, I know that is actually... there are actually one model that people have in relation to branding is there are five different personality types, right? The one that immediately comes into my mind in relation to what you've just said is competent.
Yes.
Right? That would be safe, professional, almost religiously dedicated to care of detail, getting it right.
Yeah.
The other four are exciting, clearly different. You can't be probably adventurous. Sincere. What the hell is the fifth one? I keep not remembering the fifth one. Rugged,
okay.
Right? So that's a handy little model.
Yeah.
Maybe and of those five type, you know, you're clearly competent.
Well, you want to be competent,
but you might also be sincere.
I'm not sure about adventurous and rugged.
Yeah,
it's not what you look for in your pension.
But the other thing is that you said something about the people being the brand.
Yeah.
You know, before we ever got around to this bit of the conversation, I was very struck by your tone of voice. Just the way you spoke to me. It was very human.
Yeah.
Now, I've spoken to lots of men in suits, and you're not wearing a tie, but you're in a suit, and it's a pinstripe suit, right? And he's wearing a pink, light, very, very light pink shirt. I think I can't tell with the light, mind you. But honestly, people in pinstripes scare me sometimes, right? I actually mean the whole thing, because it's the fact that you've got an open neck on, but the tone of your voice immediately made me feel, well, look, maybe Invesco would be good people to talk to, right?
And the fact that
you put an emphasis on being in Sandyford, right?
Yeah.
I got Sandyford, by the way, mixed up with Sandy Mount.
Cove. Or Sandy Mount.
I have to confess that.
I live in Sandy Cove by the sea.
Oh, right. That was what I got. I got mixed up with that, right? But the point is that you were actually saying, look, we're an Irish company, but we're in a specific place, right? That gave it another bit of a...
A human dimension.
And then you back it up by saying, look, you know, I'm not an expert on branding, but actually this is what I think. The things you said about branding there, you know, we're going to put together a book, I think, about... what people have to say about branding, because we are actually a branding company. We do business branding.
Okay.
You know, I'm from a company called Change Agents, and launched yesterday, soft launch. But we work with companies to help them to clarify what their brand is all about, and also to realize that they need to get their entire story straight.
Yes.
Like, it's no good having, as you said, all of this, which looks very well curated, all well put together, and you go to your car park and you find that, you know, it is a shitty old place that finds your own space, order, no nothing, no lines drawn in the space, some car parks are just awful, you know. So, look, I have to thank you. You were really good.
All.
I mean,
yeah,
you're also a generous. You let me charge up, and, you know, if I hadn't been able to charge up, I wouldn't be able to have the conversations I had over there.
Well, you're most welcome.
So it's very good. And so look, Gary Morrissey, Head of Business Development at Invesco, right, who can be found in Dublin. They have a website. You say it. You have a website?
Yeah, it's www.invesco.ie. That's INVESCO.ie.
And of all the ways of contacting your company, is the website the best way to get to you first?
You could call me directly on 3531 294 7600.
Lovely. Look, It's Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents.
Paul,
thanking you ever so much. It's been
welcome.
Really nice.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm going to get your photograph and add it to this.
Okay.